So what is that church teaching? Is that wokeism? Evil? Darkness? Did you know it doesn't exist? Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff right after this. Well, is it age? Is it Alzheimer's? I was thinking about this yesterday. What are the signs of getting old? I have so many things going on. I'm not sure whether, again, I'm just too busy or too old. An example? Well, I rushed over to school at 2:30 yesterday afternoon to pick up my oldest grandson. He's coming up on his 18th birthday. I'm sitting there for quite some time, and he's usually right on time. He didn't come out. And then my phone lit up, and it was a text. It was from my daughter. She said, Jace is trying to get in touch with you, Dad. And he said this was on Monday when you were supposed to pick him up. And he sent you a note saying he didn't need to be picked up. What? I thought that was last night. I'm still puzzled today. What in the world is... I know it. I think I'm getting older. But there's a good thing. Oh, yeah, I've really enjoyed every aspect of my life, from being a teenager, a young adult, and now a senior citizen. And then there's a couple things like this that I don't like. God's got it all together. Whatsoever state I'm in, I just want to glorify Him. Maybe this is some kind of a warning sign. Maybe this is a message for all of us. A word to the wise. And the old is sufficient. What in the world is going on? The warning will come today. FBI Director Christopher Wray will warn of an elevated threat to the United States public safety and national security while advocating for an increased budget. Need more money. Looking back over my career in law enforcement, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. Wray will give those comments this afternoon to the House Appropriations Subcommittee. But that is the case as I sit here today. This is not a point when we can let up. Wray will argue at that hearing that the federal agency needs fiscal support to tackle these threats. I wonder why there are so many real threats today. South of the border? No, our border. You need an IQ of about 12 to figure this one out. Where is my... Oh, never mind. And what in the world's going on here? Multiple police departments across this country are warning moms and dads and community members that a nationwide game between high school students later this week could have some very deadly consequences. What? On social media, several police agencies are sounding the alarm at a game called Senior Assassin, where participants are given another player's name who they are tasked with hunting down and tagging, usually with a water gun, to eliminate them until there's a simple winner in the game. The Arlington Heights Police Department wants to convey important information to community members by making you aware of an online live-action game called Senior Assassin. The game is played by high school students throughout this nation, including right here in Arlington Heights, the police say. It's an annual springtime tradition for students, especially seniors. Participants in the game attempt to forego match elimination by squirting other players using a water gun, with the goal being the last person remaining. So what is the big deal? Well, it's happened before. It could happen again in this game. Sometimes the water guns look like real guns, and you could get shot. Well, let's head on over to Moronville, better known as where the left-leaning loonies hang out. This is interesting. Veteran National Public Radio editor Uri Berlinger published an essay this week exposing the government-funded, you pay for it, the government-funded outlet's alleged bias during President Trump's presidency. Berliner, who has been with NPR, National Public Radio, for 25 years, alleges in the essay published in the Free Press that the outlet was striving to take down Donald Trump during his presidency by citing Russian collusion allegations that were later debunked. He also asserts that all levels of that organization, National Public Radio, were aligned on the prioritization of race and identity, leading to a lack of viewpoint diversity and an increase in diversity, equity, and inclusion, the DEI initiatives. Persistent rumors that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia over the election became the catnip that drove reporting, he wrote. At NPR, we hitched our wagon to Trump's most visible antagonist, Adam Schiff. But what began as a tough, straightforward coverage of a belligerent, truth-impaired president veered toward efforts to damage and topple Trump's presidency. I think that's true of all the media today. The left-leaning loonies I'm talking about. Absolutely. Fair and honest, they have no idea what that means. Well, we've been talking a lot recently about churches and certain pastors, etc. Most of it negative and for good reason. Here's another example. You ever heard of the Elevation Church? It's big. And it caused a minor controversy over the Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday, after it was revealed that the church would be avoiding certain, religious phrases in the invitation. This isn't the first time the church found itself at the center of controversy. Elevation Church and its pastors have been criticized by well-known evangelical figures and fellow Christians several times. This whole debacle over Easter is just the latest thing going on. For starters, what is the Elevation Church? It was founded in 2006, and its senior pastors are Stephen and Holly Furtick. Since 2006, the megachurch has grown in size with, now 20 campuses across America, 15,000 in weekly attendance, according to an article in the Charlotte Observer. The church has made its efforts to adapt to the 21st century, and by that I mean there's been more effort toward inclusivity. Elevation was listed as one of the best places to work for millennials, as reported by the Christian Post. Thanks to the support it offers and the diversity of the congregation. In 2023, the organization terminated its membership with the Southern Baptist Convention, according to an article in Religion News Services. This was after the convention passed a constitutional amendment banning women from pastoring. So when it comes to the megachurch, you'll have a fair share of controversy, without question. And often it's an abuse of power, or maybe it's a greedy pastor, or Elevation is different. An article from Times Now News reports that the church omitted phrases like the blood of Jesus, resurrection, and Calvary as part of its Easter program. The reason for this is to avoid making those who may not be regular attenders, churchgoers, feel like outsiders. It's a pretty innocent idea and fitting with the church's track record for being as inclusive as possible. However, the decision to drop certain Christian phrases, it's drawn a lot of criticism from other well-known evangelicals we've already shared. Pastor and author Shane Eidelman blasted the church, calling it wokeism, in a video posted to Instagram. He went on to ask, when did church become a place for non-believers? Well, that's a good question. Clearly, for many, the decision from Elevation Church to omit certain phrases is a step just too far. I think they're slipping into the world. What do you think? Well, what's happening with inflation? Latest numbers are in, and they're higher than expected. The Consumer Price Index, which measures how much everyday goods you pay, goods and services, showed that last month's inflation remained stubbornly above what the Feds wanted. And the hopes and dreams of the American stock market for June, they've been crushed. They're near the bottom. Well, they did it with all kinds of very special, expensive salmon, dry-aged ribeye beef, cherry blossom decors, and a performance by Paul Simon as the guest of honor at the state dinner with the Japanese Prime Minister. America trying to get closer and closer with Japan to fend off any potential threats from China. In defiance of their GOP colleague, House Speaker Mike Johnson, far-right Republicans blocked a bill to renew a key section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which expires soon. It allows a controversial warrantless spying program targeting foreigners abroad that its defenders say is vital to combating terrorism and gathering intelligence. There's no such thing anymore, really, as bipartisanship, is there? Oh, you're soon going to be likely drinking less poisons in the water, known as PFASs, thanks to the EPA setting the first ever national restrictions on how much of that is allowed in the tap water. They're saying, all of a sudden it just comes out, all of a sudden they're saying that there's a high risk today of cancer and heart disease and all kinds of health problems because of our water. They just discovered that. Give me a break, Charlie Brown. Business news, tons of toilet paper and giant tubs of peanut butter might be at the top of your Costco shopping list or the Sam's Club, but the big box stores are turning gold. Well, Costco is. Costco started selling gold bars to its members in August, and Wells Fargo analysts believe that the product is now bringing in between $100 and $200 million a month. The retailer doesn't reveal the price of the one-ounce bullion to non-members online. Gold, huh? Costco. Gold, huh? What else is happening? This is confusing, isn't it? Arizona Republicans shut down Democrats' attempts to overturn the 1864 abortion ban. The state's Supreme Court revived this past week. Only the possible death of the mother will stop this one. It's just so confusing out there. It's amazing that so many people in America are for murdering babies. Just a shock. Is it really shocking, though? Isn't this a sign of the end times? Hey, the Postal Service is going to raise the price of my forever stamps to 73 cents in July. You may want to buy a bunch of them right now. And now, living in today's world, have you ever wondered why did God create evil? Has anyone ever asked you that? Have you ever thought about that? A professor at the university asked his students the following question. Everything that exists, was it created by God? One student bravely answered, yes, created by God. Did God create everything? The professor asked. Yes, sir, replied the student. If God created everything, then God created evil, since it exists, right? According to the principle that our deeds define ourselves, then God must be evil. The student became silent after hearing such an answer. The professor was very pleased with himself. He thought he had really figured the thing out. He boasted the students for proving once again that faith in God is just, well, it's ridiculous. It's a myth. Another student raised his hand and said, can I ask you a question, professor? Of course, replied the professor. A student got up and asked, professor, is cold a thing? What kind of a question is that? Of course it's a thing. It exists. Have you ever been cold? Students laughed at the young man's question. The young man then answered, actually, sir, cold doesn't exist. According to the laws of physics, if you look it up, what we consider cold is actually the absence of heat. A person or an object can actually be studied on whether it has energy or transmits energy. Absolute zero, minus 460 degrees Fahrenheit, is a complete absence of heat. All matter becomes inert and unable to react at this temperature. Did you know that? Cold does not exist. We created this word to describe what we feel in the absence of heat. The student continued, professor, does darkness exist? Of course it exists, he says. You're wrong again, professor. Darkness also does not exist. Darkness is actually the absence of light. We can study the light, but not the darkness. we can use Newton's prism to spread white light across multiple colors and explore the different wavelengths of each color. You can't measure darkness. A simple ray of light can break into the world of darkness and illuminate it. How can we tell how dark a certain space is? You measure how much light is presented. Isn't it so? Darkness is a term man uses to describe what happens in the absence of light. In the end, the young man asked the professor, "Sir, does evil exist?" This time it was uncertain. The professor answered, "Of course. As I said before, we see it every day. Cruelty, numerous crimes, violence throughout all the world. These examples are nothing but a manifestation of evil." To this, the student answered, "Evil does not exist, sir, or at least it does not exist for itself. Evil is simply the absence of God. It's like darkness and cold, a man-made word to describe the absence of God. God did not create evil. Evil is not faith or love, which exist as light and warmth. Evil is the result of the absence of the divine love in the human heart. It's the kind of cold that comes when there's no heat, or the kind of darkness that comes when there's no light." That student's name was Albert Einstein. Where's my Bible? That's what I think. Right after this. Well, there's always something going on, right? I'm just about to lose my voice. Hopefully I'll get all the way through before it cancels out. I said it before, I'll say it again. Whatsoever state I am in, God, how can I best glorify you? You may be on top of the world today or down there in the cellar, my friend, but you're saved and heaven-bound. I pray you are. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray that you're in the same boat I'm in here, and that is, we're saved and heaven-bound. Jesus is coming soon. All get saved today if you're not, my friend. Well, after all these years, I've come to the conclusion that I'm impatient. Here in Fort Wayne, we have four lanes on Interstate 69 around our city. I was taking my wife to the doctor the other day on the southwest side, so I quickly on the north side here got on 69 and headed south. Wow. Have you ever gotten in the far left lane on the highway so you can move a little bit faster? My many years riding with the Indiana State Police, I know that generally they give you 5 to 10 miles over. So if the speed limit is 70, I'm right around 79 there. And one of these days, that's probably going to bite me, right? Anyway, I get over there to move a little bit faster. The far left lane is for the fast guys, right? The right lane's trucks, and in the middle is if you're going to go the speed limit. And those of us who have to get there a little quicker are getting that left lane. So doing that the other day only to have the cars in front of me now slow down. And so you're stuck between the divider wall on the left there and slow traffic on the right. And oh my goodness, it's easy to get frustrated and annoyed. Are Christians supposed to get frustrated and annoyed? Sometimes we want to treat our spiritual growth like that as well. I mean, I want to jump into the fast lane. I want to beat everyone else to the goal. I want to get to that destination quicker than anyone. And that's something. We think that by reading a specific book or praying a certain way, oh, we're going to grow quickly and get to the next thing in life, whatever that might be. But then trials come into your life. The book that I was supposed to have done in 2021 didn't come out till the fall of 2023. Just all kinds of things kept coming in. You know, if you don't have a strong foundation in God, one that's built over time with, well, diligence, you can become overwhelmed and disillusioned in this Christian walk. In a world of quick, remember that slow growth is a very good thing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. As a result here, we're no longer to be children tossed to here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness, in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow in all aspects. You're to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, that is Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working in each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. That's Ephesians 4, 14, 15, and 16. What are you saying, Paul? You describe believers as children who must grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, that is Christ. You know, we don't expect children to do everything like adults. It takes time for them to develop the strength, the coordination, the intelligence required for adult task. When you become a Christian, well, the process is the same way. We're told about that. You're going to crawl and then you're going to walk and, yeah. No one becomes a fully mature believer overnight, nor does God expect you to. Be patient with yourself. Take the time required to grow up and celebrate when you see some progress in your life. You'll begin to understand the importance of slow, steady growth. In Colossians 2, 6, and 7, the Bible says this, "Therefore, as ye have received Christ the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude." You know, as you're rooted in that faith, you're going to become closer and closer to Jesus Christ each and every day. Not just loving Him more, but also learning to love as He does. Growth, that's a deliberate choice and a transformative process in life. Think of a tree. I see them here on our property. I have one that I put in years ago and moved that thing around. In fact, it was a little bit of a tilt, and I remember digging around it and reassembling that thing. It's about 50 feet tall today. It's a monster. It slowly got larger, adding layers year after year. We grow in love through gratitude, through patience, and intentional acts of kindness and compassion and forgiveness. How you doing there? As we do, our relationship with others are impacted for the better. For instance, when we speak the truth in love, we nurture a culture of grace and understanding, according to Ephesians 4:15. Honesty without love can wound, whereas love without truth can enable deception. Are you an enabler? The balance is found there in Jesus Christ, who perfectly embodies both requirements. You know, today we had to take a moment, pause, and reflect on, well, recent interactions in our life. Were those things marked by love? If not, perhaps you need to spend a little bit more time experiencing the love of your Heavenly Father. And then you're going to be ready to allow God's example to be your guide in life, in every conversation, relationship, and decision. How you doing? Well, that's what I think. And finally, I got me one of them edumacation updates today. Smart aleck. I have not been feeling well, so someone asked, how you doing, preacher? I said, I'm taking it one day at a time. Yeah? Well, so does everybody else. That's how life works, preacher. I'll say it again, you smartily. Hey, I've had my say for a Thursday. Not sure why, but it seems like these days are just flying by. News, information, comment, my opinion, what I think, all that stuff. Try to throw a little humor now and then as well. That's it for another day. It is Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. I want to thank you so much for your time. God bless. Tomorrow, same time, same place? I certainly hope so.